Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 6:02. And so we will recess the council meeting and open the and can I have a motion to go into the public hearing?
I motion to go into the open public hearing.
Okay, all in favor? That is carried. So I declare the public hearing of Bylaw 851 officially open. Purpose of the public hearing is to consider amendments to the land use bylaw to redesignate lands within the municipality as shown on the map in Schedule A and legally described as lots 19 and 20, Block 5, 113 Elmer Street. So do we need to do all this in that there's no one here?
Yeah. I maybe just declare that there's no one here.
Since there's no one here, we will...
And I never received any correspondence
for
or against from anybody. So.
Okay, so you received no correspondence either, for or against?
Nope.
All right. So can I have a motion by a member of council to close the public hearing?
I will move that we close public hearing.
All in favor?
Quick and easy.
So now, do we want to... That's later in the...
Yeah,
it's later
okay.
on the agenda.
Okay. Okay, so approval of the agenda for Tuesday. We need to add anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Guests. So Steve Hardy is here with Old Man River to help with the public hearing. and we have no question period. Approval of the minutes of
Did
August.
Somebody approve the agenda?
Sorry. Can I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Thank okay. you. All in favor? That is carried. Approval of the minutes.
I will approve the minutes of Tuesday, August 20th.
Actually, before we... It's nothing serious.
Okay.
Oh.
But in the reports, Victim Services is selling the vehicle to the food bank, not FCSS.
Oh, okay.
And it's more of a paperwork thing than it is anything serious.
I will change that.
Okay.
But it is still joint use between FCSS
yes.
and food bank. Okay.
Because the food bank is non-profit and the FCSS is, or whatever. Anyways.
Gotcha.
Kate.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's selling to the food bank, not FCSS.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They're almost one and the same, but not quite.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that amendment, is there anything else? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I'm approved the... Minutes of Tuesday, August 20th. Amendment.
All in favor? That is carried. Public Works report.
So it's the format's a little bit different. I started an online Excel sheet at the beginning of August, kind of mid-August, to sort of hopefully track things a little more effectively. So the idea was like the top few things here that don't have anything written beside them. That was things that the office had asked to be done or had been brought to our attention that needed to be dealt with. But Scott started with his tasks underneath of what he's done. So some of that stuff has been taken care of. He just marked it off differently.
Okay.
So that we all have access, all three of us have access to it. So if anything comes up, we can type it in. And
oh,
it's
okay.
kind of like a, it's kind of a Google sheet, but it's not. It's through... whatever Microsoft that we have. So I said I'm just going to use that for his report now, and he doesn't have to retype everything that he does, and I'm just snipping out his report pieces. And I've blacked out because he puts in addresses and names
yep.
and stuff like that, so I just blacked that out for privacy. But, yeah, so that's why it looks a little different.
Seemed very detailed, but now I know why.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on that? Move on to admin report.
It all looked good also.
So with the coordinated plumber to install, are they all done?
No. They are booked for next Thursday and the following Wednesday. So the 26th of September and October the 2nd are the two dates that I have him scheduled to come. I've got two people already booked for the 26th, but I haven't heard back from anybody else. And the letters were sent with varying ranges of urgency based on how long your meter has been out and how many times we've contacted you to get it replaced. So
September 26th and what?
October 2nd.
October 2nd, okay.
And I did order more meters under the LGFF project, so they arrived today. They came like super fast. So I've got 20 meters, 20 antennas, and wiring for all of them.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. I have a feeling this is just the beginning of them starting to fail because they are all about 15 to 17 years old. So.
All right. Any questions for Kelly? Oh, the land use bylaw complaints from residents. I had a question mark there.
Yeah.
Is that just the unsightlies and that kind of stuff?
The two that were under the land use bylaw contraventions for things parked on vacant lots. So that would be those ones.
Okay.
Are we talking about that closed session?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have someone move those reports for information?
I will move the administrator and public works reports this morning.
All in favor? That is carried. Correspondence.
Okay, so we have a couple, well, just one main thing. Alberta Environment was out about a month ago to do an inspection on the lagoon. We got the report back. We have a few deficiencies that we need to deal with. Report. The main one is the lack of maintenance around the lagoon. There's tall grass, some little trees growing in the berms, so that all needs to be taken care of kind of ASAP. It's been mowed on the flats, but nothing has been done up on the berm or into the lagoon side. The other thing is they're looking for engineered drawings. I do have the paper drawings, so Samson asked if we had any electronic copies, and I said no, but I have paper ones. So if I asked him to come look at them so I knew what he needed, and I will take them in to be copied because I think that's our only copy, and I don't want to give them to get copied. So I'll take them in and copy them.
Are they large print copies?
Yeah, they're like this big.
Do they want a digital copy or do they want hard?
I think they prefer digital, but...
Because we got a large scanner in our office.
Okay. Oh, wow.
If you want, you could scan them for free. We could scan them for you if you want digital copies.
Okay.
A couple years ago, we bought a large scanner to feed through all the registered plans, I think, because we're digitizing. The last couple years, when the post has to go through all the historic files and digitize everything, we got a large scanner.
Okay.
So if you want, or if you have things like that, we could scan it and you could...
That would be perfect.
That would be perfect. Kate? That does. Yeah, thank you. Because he did ask for electronic copies, and I said, well, it was built in the 70s, and I guarantee we don't have electronic engineered plans, but that would be good. Couple of notes about the vegetation in the lagoon. Berm areas overgrown. Inspection of the berm integrity is not possible. Regular grounds maintenance allows for regular berm and lagoon inspections. They're also looking for all records related to the operation of the wastewater system. Most records exist but need to be compiled into an operating record that can be referred to by operators when needed. And Samson was asking if we had any operating procedures like SOPs. What I found is just a one-pager for the lift station. I don't have anything that we can find for the lagoon specifically.
Scott, get a copy of that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Sampson has to reply as our water operator by October the 11th. He has responded to my email, finally.
Nice.
Asking for copies of the SOPs and the engineered drawings. I replied to the email saying that maintenance, like the vegetation maintenance was being worked on, and it will now be like at least twice yearly, if not more, kind of on the rotation of things that need to be done. So okay. Hopefully my plan would be to get that done before the snow flies so that it's down for winter. So.
And you said you had two letters for correspondence?
No, I think that was
okay.
I think that was it, yes.
Okay. All right, moving on to financials. Is there anything on the cash portions? Not moving on to the income statement. Payment registry. I didn't have anything until the budgetary control on page 19. Okay. I just wondered, let me see if I can decipher my notes. Oh, for the tax penalties, we're like over. Is that because of the sale of some of the properties? Or back taxes being paid, or do you know?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
I can look into that, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the other thing, down at the bottom with the water usage revenue, does that offset, like, we've only used 13,000 for, or we've only brought in 13,000 and we budgeted 75? Like, that
I
seems...
think... flat fee and water usage. That doesn't seem
75.
Right. Went to usage.
Huge.
If, yeah, we did just, but to budget 75. Okay, let me look into that. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I wasn't sure with us switching the bot utility rates if that would in the end even out, or if we were just that far under
that
for
would have
water.
Started May 1st. So to only have 13,000 year to date water usage seems low. Okay.
When did we do that change?
May
1st, yeah. So the first billing cycle would have been July 1st that it was reflected on. So July and August. Or July and September, I mean.
And then my other one was on page 21, the roads, the dust abatement. Have we not got a bill from the county yet?
I don't believe we have.
Okay. Because they don't do that in kind, correct?
No.
No.
We have to pay for the chemical.
The chemical, yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we seem to be on track for the most part, though.
We are. The only outstanding large check that we've written that hasn't been cashed is our waste transfer station, like our 60,000 something, and it was sent in June or July, and I followed up a couple weeks ago asking if it was going to be cashed anytime soon, and hadn't heard back, so I'm not sure.
So in that 17,000 that you had down was they want more costs of the project for MPE?
Yes.
Was that on that, like, for instance, that two-level switch that they didn't count on? Or?
That's some of it, yes. I've got kind of a printout here when we get to that one. I can
ignore
a little bit more.
So if there's no more questions on the on financials, can I have a motion to accept it for information or approve the financials?
I move the approve.
Okay. All in favor? And that's carried. Old business. Land use bylaw amendment number 851. Okay, so since no one's here, do we want to just proceed?
Yeah.
I will maybe mention that.
Okay.
It does conform with the bylaw.
It does?
Yeah. So your residential district is 50 by 115 feet. So, so if you guys are okay, it's suitable to meet the bylaw to put a house on. If you guys are okay with that, that when it comes to the development stage, no waivers or anything like that would be needed.
Since you are here, though, I do have a question, because her frontage is Elmore Street, which is the length of her property. So if that's her address and her front setback is 25 feet and her back setback is 15 feet, should she have, like, should we be doing an address change so her frontage is on Grand?
Well, you might want to wait to see what kind of house she puts in.
Okay.
And then what way it's oriented.
Okay.
On a corner lot, we typically say that one's the primary front and the other could be a secondary front. But sometimes, depending on the way the house designs are, which way the door is facing or whatever, I mean, depending on the design, the door doesn't necessarily have to face Elmore or the other.
Okay.
So I'd maybe just wait to see, and then at that time, depending on what house, then make the determination. It makes more sense to have it from one or the other. Because usually in corner lots, you can go either way, depending, you know, if they're on the type of design you're doing.
Okay.
So usually on a corner lot, I look at it to have one's a primary front, one's what we call the secondary front, where the setback distance only has to be half of what it is for the primary front. And then one's side yard, usually to the lane's rear yard, but you can also sometimes have considered two sides, depending on how the house is. But if the way it's offset, if she's having the rear towards the lane, then you might have a rear side, two fronts. But I would just maybe to see if she's bringing in a house, what it's like, or if she's actually going to stick build, and then
okay.
At that point you determine if it needs to be switched or not. Whatever.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And then with that, do you have to, so if your secondary yard or the setback doesn't line up with the rest of the street, that doesn't matter?
Well, there won't be anyone on that street until you get to the next block, right?
No. There's two mobile homes.
On
Grand. Yeah, on Grand.
And it's close right across the
north of her, right on Grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that setback aligning with the others?
Yeah, it doesn't have to in terms of the bylaw.
Okay.
And I can't remember looking at it. So it's probably before I left on the holidays there, maybe just that looking at the GIS, what it looked like for them sitting there. But
okay.
But it's not required. It doesn't have to.
Okay.
It's often nice if it can, but it doesn't have to.
Okay. Okay, it's more just a cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is there any more questions for Steve about this?
I can't remember, like, the servicing of that came from Grand or Elmore? It was Grand, wasn't it? I can't.
They're already there, so I'm not sure. I think they came off Grand. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, would the rest of them be down there? They'd be Grand.
Yeah,
they would be.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be Grand.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I remember.
Because all the other ones, like behind her, that's off Pacific. So it probably wouldn't go.
Yeah. And I think when we redid Elmer, we only have services that block on the north or south side. Okay. So then we to proceed with second and third reading.
Okay, we'll do it.
Sure.
I'll do the second reading.
Okay.
A bylaw in the Village of Garden Gate to amend bylaw 741. 742, pardon me. Being the municipal land use bylaw where the village has an application to amend it from manufactured home to residential. Do I have to say the address?
No. Okay. All those in favor? That is carried. Bylaw number 851, a bylaw of the Village of Carmagee in the Province of Alberta to amend bylaw number 742, being the municipal land use bylaw. The Village Council is in receipt of an application for land use and bylaw amendment to redesignate lands from manufactured home to residential. It's read a third time and finally passed this 17th day. All in favor? And that is carried.
All right.
AMWWP project update.
Okay. So MPE is requesting a formal motion for additional funding for $17,000 towards engineering for the project. So that's specifically for them. Their budget was used up last month, so they're asking for council approval of another $17,000. I'll hand this out. I got this today. It is kind of a cost overview up till yesterday for the project. It is over budget by about $170,205. The green is good. We're under budget on a few items, but then we're over budget on some other things. We did have to pay CP Rail $3,907 just recently. It was part of the crossing agreement from last year, but they didn't invoice us until June or July of this year for some reason. They would like to use the extra work allowance to put towards the SCADA system and the two-level switches that they're asking for. I got a couple emails here. So basically the level switches are typical backup devices to the level transmitter that is currently installed at the pump station. They are so typical that MPE made the assumption during design that they were present and not required in the quotation. Throughout construction, we have identified that they do not exist at the pump station and would be a recommendation for added level protection in the reservoir. They are simple devices, no different than floats in a cistern or septic tank. The high-level switch would provide the ability to close the fill valve if the LIT were to fail or go into fault sometime in the future. In discussions with Twin Valley today, this was something they would like to see implemented given some past overflow problems. The low-level switch would provide backup capabilities for shutting down the pumps in an emergent low-level situation, which would protect the pumps from operating in conditions that can cause failures, such as low water levels, if there's no water to supply for an extended period of time. The level switches would be added as a change order to the project, estimating $3,000 to $6,000 in cost. This is built into the projection that's set. So that's in that projection.
That's in that 17?
No, I would imagine it's built into the 15, I think. The 17 is strictly engineering costs. The electrical changeover is happening right now. So Fortis was out today, shut down the power to the water plant and one house for the day. Backup generator was running to keep Wi-Fiber going, and as well to keep the pump the water meter going in the plant. We are on bypass, so we're not using any of the pumps or anything in the water plant right now, but we're on bypass from Twin Valley, so we still have to monitor what usage were or what flow was coming in.
Did they not put a meter on that one?
The bypass now runs through, like, it's just a switch in the water plant, but it runs through our main distribution meter still. Okay. So originally they weren't going to have any metering. Then they remembered that there's a battery backup in there, and then they decided to plug in the pump to the generator, which then the little generator couldn't support it, so then they used the big generator that we have on site anyway. So it's running everything just like it should. And Wi-Fiber is plugged into the big generator now. So everything's running on generator backup. For the day, The power was restored to the residents at about 3:30 and to the water plant at about 4:45. We still are on bypass, and we will be on bypass until next week sometime. So I put out a ban on outdoor watering just because we have only 40 PSI coming through.
So everything from that old building is getting moved into the new building now? Is that what the shutdown is about?
I'm hoping that Y-Fiber will move their stuff into our new building as well. But this is to shut down. They have to put in three-phase power to run the big pump.
Right.
So they had to put a whole new electrical service in to the water plant, a new pole or a couple new poles or something even. And in order to do that, they had to shut everything down and do a live changeover or something like that. The changeover, electrical changeover process will be completed next week with pump commissioning on the 25th. At that point, the last equipment to be commissioned will be the new generator, and Simpson will have a standby generator on site until that is completed. There's a bit of back and forth over who's paying for the standby generator, because Simpson is supposed to be in charge of backup power for the whole duration of the project. But the CAT guy who needs to be on site to commission the new generator can't be in here on the same day that everybody else is here or something. They just can't coordinate. I don't know.
But aren't we using that generator right now?
No, we're using the old one that's in the water plant.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So the diesel one with a big tank, so it'll run overnight. So don't have to worry about filling it. SCADA and communications. The auto dialer for call-out alarms will require a new SIM card from the village at the pump station. Gavin says, due to this, I have assumed you guys will be proceeding with low-level alarms being sent via email, but I think I would prefer them to do it through SIM, just like the lift station is, because it's $5 a month for the SIM card. So if you guys are good with that, I would say we want it to be sent out via text. He said, we're still looking at having the SCADA PC installed at the pump station, a tablet device for village staff to monitor remotely, and a separate access for Samson using their own devices. We could also consider a separate login for Twin Valley so they could monitor if that's something the village wants to provide to them. Under the SCADA PC allowance in the contract, which is 2D, we have procured a second router for integrating the lift station into the SCADA system. Nick and I reviewed concerns with Scott last week, and we figured the nuisance alarms at the lift station can be dealt with a time delay in the programming. They will follow up on when they can make that happen. So right now, as soon as the power goes off, the lift station calls Scott out, but even if the power comes right back on. So what they would like to do is work in like a 30-second or 90-second delay, so it won't call him out until the power's been down for that extended length of time. So that should alleviate some of the power bump call-outs that we're getting that are kind of just a waste of everybody's time.
90 seconds would be...
Yeah, because if it's down that long, you're probably looking at a power outage rather than just a bump or a kick. So basically, the project is finally wrapping up. Yesterday, Fortis was on site preparing for the service changeover. Today, they shut off the power to the pump station and completed the service changeover. The village will commence operating on bypass until the final pump commissioning, which is the 25th. Power is expected to be shut down to the pump station for 1 to 2 days. Gavin said the maximum would be Thursday when the power would be back restored. Wednesday the 18th, Fortis will still be here. Thursday the 19th was the latest that power would be restored to the facility and instrumentation will start up. Village needs to remain on bypass until September 25th as the new pump and BFT commissioning will take place prior to resuming normal operations. On September 23rd, next Monday, site inspections will be completed, verifying final instrumentation checks are complete and ready for commissioning to take place on the 25th. On this day, the new programming will be set up within the control panel and the SCADA PC. On Wednesday the 25th, pump and VFD commissioning will take place with equipment representatives. This is a day when Scott and Samson should be on site for training with the new equipment. They don't have a date yet for commissioning the generator. So that's where the backup generator will come into play, because the generator we currently have there isn't strong enough to run the new pump, which is why we needed kit. So that, in a nutshell.
I don't get. I just did the math on the upgrades, the cost projection. Where do they come up? We're going to be 170 grand short. Because I have with our overruns and that we're actually a surplus of 88,000.
Okay, I literally got this at 520 when so I didn't even look at it. I just printed it off.
Unless they're just basing it off of what they're projecting versus what the grant funding is, that I don't know.
That could be.
Like that number jives?
Yeah.
But right now we're...
Okay.
I'm just curious.
No, I never looked.
It's got to be off the grant funding, me.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's the difference right there.
Because it's not off these numbers, like we saved some.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't think they were making enough.
So maybe it's just the projected versus what the grant funding and all that. I don't know. All right. Any other questions for Kelly on that? Oops.
No, it's okay. Nice to see it coming to a close, though.
Yes. Asset retirement obligations.
It is done. I got an email from Kylie, who was kind of our lead auditor. She's back today, so I'm hoping things will get wrapped up. I contacted BDO about a month ago asking where things were, and he said everybody basically left, and he's got it all put on his plate. So he said he was hoping to get to it here soon, and then I got a letter from the government asking when they can expect our financial reports to be submitted. So I emailed him again and said I'm now getting questions from the government, and he said we'll get back to it right away. Now Kylie's back, and she's already emailed me 3 times asking for paperwork. So I think she will be getting this all
finalized
finally. So okay. I'm hoping.
Okay. LGFF grant.
So I submitted projects for the water, so water meters, water repairs, and the water project. For asphalt and sidewalk repairs, HVAC upgrades.
And the chopper?
And the chopper was under the water as well. So, thank you. Asphalt, HVAC, pump system, and water infrastructure. Okay, yeah, so those are, I haven't gotten approval yet. I did have to make a couple corrections to how I submitted them because I didn't do them properly. McNally, I've talked to them. They are confirmed to come in at the beginning of October. They can do the crack filling on all of our paved roads as needed for, I think it was $6 per linear meter. The chopper pump, I've contacted the lady a couple times. She's on leave right now, so I haven't heard back. The meters and antennas came in today. And they are at the same price that we, I ordered them on Friday, and he said they'll be here Monday. I said, oh, we won't be here Monday. Can you ship them on Monday? And they showed up before lunch today. So, and, it was like $100 for shipping or something. So it was cheaper than driving to Calgary to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 20 brand new meters and antennas and wires for them. So everything's there.
Okay, the Power Plus program.
Paperwork has all been signed for that. The transfer will take place on January 1st. It's a 5-year contract. 6.29 cents per kilowatt hour and
6.29.
Yeah. Plus whatever.
Yeah.
Admin fees and stuff like that that they have, and we don't have to do anything on our end. It just all automatically transfers. So.
Okay. Gas meter or campground, sorry.
So the gas meter does appear to be working. It's just super low usage because it's just the hot water in the bathrooms there. So
okay.
We weren't surprised with a high bill. So
nice.
That's good. Yeah.
And that's closing the end of September, correct, Doug?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone was in working on in the mechanical room today, so I was going to pull in the line and find out.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Nothing in the village today.
Not that I know of, no.
Well, he obviously has a key for it, so.
No,
I will find out.
HVAC.
Dwayne Hill said he would contact me in the next week or so to set up a date for installation.
Okay.
And I had that other guy that I was talking to, and I told him that he had actually, I said, till the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't get nothing, so.
Okay, yeah.
He's
sorry.
Exactly.
He's snooze, you lose, right?
Okay, fire hydrant testing.
So that is booked with the company we discussed a month ago. They are coming next Thursday.
Okay. Got lots going on this month.
Yeah.
Website.
So we are hosting renewed. It was crazy expensive. So Vulcan IT found us a new provider, switched everything over. I don't know if anybody noticed, but it was down for about a day last week while they were transitioning everything over. And Madhav is creating a brand new website for us for free in his spare time because it's fun for him. So when he gets that done, they will set that up and get it going. And that I'm not sure when it'll be live, but maybe before the new year, sometime in the next couple months. So
okay.
Hopefully it'll be a little easier to navigate and easier to see the links and find things that you're looking for.
Post up bylaws and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Out there.
Okay. There is bylaws and stuff posted. They're
yeah.
just hard to find.
They're,
like it's
yeah.
really not a user friendly site right now. So
I mentioned too, as they're doing it on the development planning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them provide a link to our site, for all municipalities, we have the links in, and we have all your bylaws and plans that we try to keep updated on there.
Okay.
So often ours will be the most up-to-date.
Perfect.
That's a good idea. And we're also doing a website revamp in our place, too. So eventually, too, like all the appeals, if you have an appeal, all that stuff will be posted on ours.
That's nice.
So however you guys design, but if you have a link on like planning development or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then have a link to ours, a lot of that stuff, then you guys don't have to bother posting it and post it on ours. And
Perfect.
Nice. That will save time. Okay, I'll make sure they do that.
Okay, the Alberta Community Partnership Grant.
So MPE approached us last month about doing this. They need a very specific motion here in bold if we're interested. I did send out the grant application or whatever that she had created for us. I feel like it's huge, but I know what I want to get out of it. I just want to map our infrastructure accurately and have it in ORSC properly. So I think they're shooting for the moon and then narrow the scope as we find out how much funding we get. But Gavin did say that was definitely something that's doable and we can get done with that grant. So,
do we want to proceed with this? So can I have a motion?
I will move that the Village of Carmagay supports the submission of the 2024-25 Alberta Community Partnership Grant application in support of the Regional Infrastructure Master Plan project and is prepared to manage the grant project and related compliance requirements without a matching contribution required.
Okay. All in favor, and that is carried.
Thank you.
New business.
Okay. ATCO franchise fee. So the government of Alberta passed the Utilities Affordability Statute Amendment Act 2024. Due to this, the village's franchise agreement with ATCO needs to be reviewed and renewed by the Alberta Utilities Commission before March of 2025. We qualify for some special process that they've granted us, which will fast track our review. However, we can't change our franchise fee amount at the same time if that's something the village wants to do. The first step in the process is to place an advertisement, which is on page 2425, in our village newsletter for October. This is normally done in a local print newspaper, but I told him in a few different emails that we don't have a print newspaper anymore, and not a single person in the village receives one at the mail in their mailboxes either. So it would just be kind of a waste of money, and nobody would see it. So they granted us permission to use our local newsletter. However, anybody who doesn't receive their mail here in Carmagee needs to be mailed a copy of the newsletter that month so that they all get it, because we do have some people that get their mail in Vulcan or Champion or whatever. And then it's the same process. After the advertisement is published, we need to wait 2 weeks for feedback, and then if we receive any, submit it to ATCO. If council would like to amend the current franchise fee, we can do that, and we can start that tonight if you make a motion to amend it. But the franchise fee advertisement, he's recommending not be placed in the newspaper until November, because it would confuse people on what exactly the ads are for. Mm-hmm. So we can start with the special process advertisement and then discuss whether or not, I mean, we can talk about it in October too if you want to amend the franchise fee. Okay.
So do we need a motion to put?
I think we're mandated that we have to do this process, so it's more information. It's just if you want to change the franchise fee, if you want to start that tonight, or if you want to get more information and come back in October. Because right now I believe it's
15%. I don't know if it needs to be enclosed. I mean, I would be in favor of it to be reevaluating it. I don't know. We don't have
I
to come
be
up with the.
I wouldn't be against it at all, but it just. Right now, I think it works out to 975. Is that what I read?
Yeah, something like that.
So you can go down to, say, 10%, maybe what? $6.50, $7.
Yeah. So tonight we just need a motion if we want to look at it, to make a motion to amend it. So is something we want to entertain, or
I'd be happy to abolish it completely from the gas.
Okay. So we need a motion to amend.
I will move that we begin the process of amending the franchise fee for gas.
Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor? And that is carried. Okay. So then you can start advertising that, and then we can talk about the rates or whatever.
Okay. I think in order to advertise, you need to pick a percentage first. Or do you want me to come back with more information in October?
Can't be advertised until November. You might as well just come back.
Yeah, in October. Okay. Okay. All right. Fortis franchise fee.
Same thing. I got an email last week. Now's the time if we want to amend or change our Fortis franchise fee. The same process of advertisement and collecting feedback and things like that.
I don't think that one needs to be done, because that one, like you say, can be controlled. It's how much you use.
Yeah. Okay.
So no change?
Okay.
Then we don't have to do anything.
All right. Vulcan Regional Response. Elder abuse.
Okay, so this came from the town of Vulcan. This council is requesting that town council consider funding a 0.2 full-time equivalent position that operates out of Vulcan FCSS. I guess they lost their funding, and they're looking for help to keep this position for Vulcan Regional Response to Elder Abuse. Vulcan Mayor Foth will make a presentation to councils and admin at the county communications meeting in October in Milo, so no decision is required tonight unless council wants to go ahead with it. But if the FCSS is applying for funding, is my understanding, but they're just not sure if they'll get the grant. So if they don't get the grant, they're asking for the December salary to be funded as well as the 2025 full amount for the salary. So for December, Carmengay's contribution would be $44.43, but for the whole year, it would be $534.89.
I'd like to hear his presentation.
Me too.
Milo.
Yeah. I'd like a little bit more information on this one. Is that how you feel, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. So moving on to bylaw number 852, land use bylaw amendment.
This one I want to table because I did not get the application received over the weekend. I talked to the applicant on Friday, explained the situation, and he was going to apply to rezone from residential to commercial, and apply for fencing and outdoor storage permits at the same time. But I did not get the paperwork in, so I did let him know if I didn't get it in for this meeting, then he'd have to wait until the next meeting, and then another month after that for the public hearing and for it to finalize. So,
okay, 303 Pacific. How many blocks down?
Behind me, on the corner, behind my house.
Oh.
On the other corner. There's that little garage. Yeah. And the
silver garage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. More for storage. Yeah.
It's going to be, but is it going to be an ice lot?
Depending on the fencing,
mm-hmm.
or how you cover it or hide it. Or
anyways,
so yeah, that'll be tabled until next month,
should,
potentially, unless he decides to do something different with that. So, okay.
I don't like that idea of commercial rate in the middle of a residential.
Yeah, I didn't get any reports.
I did that. Can I ask, did Rachel get the map back to you
yet? No, not yet.
Okay.
So.
She talked to you about this morning.
Yeah, I got it at I was talking to him at 3 o'clock on Friday. So.
And then we saw the email, and then she thought I was doing it, and I thought she was doing it.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. I didn't get the paperwork anyway, so it's not that important at this point.
Okay, so we're not going to discuss this.
Nope,
tonight.
We don't need to discuss
all right.
it at all.
I didn't make it to the horse meeting. We're moving on to reports. I didn't make it to the horse meeting.
Okay. The Marquis, there was none. And I unfortunately didn't make it to the solid waste.
South Grove, we're meeting the end of the month. We have our Twin Valley we haven't met yet. That should be coming up
fairly soon.
The mayors and Reeves, they met on Friday, but I wasn't able to attend.
Would you maybe be able to attend as deputy mayor? Because it's the first Friday of the month, but it's my new job.
Okay.
It's my new job. It doesn't work.
Yep.
Okay.
V-Crimp, I would imagine that meeting is going to be in Milo on the communications meeting.
Okay.
So.
FCSS meeting is on Thursday. Today the email came in asking if we can move the meeting up till 5 o'clock. So there's likely no, at least this month, there's no chance I can make it at 5 o'clock. So if one of you guys can get there, that'd be awesome. But if not, that's
when is that?
FCSS this Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
Yeah.
What at 5?
It'll be
in bulk.
Yeah, in the FCSS downstairs there. No, not downstairs. In the office.
In the county office?
FCFS office.
Okay. I will have a look.
I booked my shift off the night the close, and she booked me to work at anyways my new boss. So it is what it is. I thought I could cut out early to be there by 6, but I can't cut out there early to be there by 5.
That's really early. I will try and see if I can. And the communications meeting is on October 10th in Milo.
All right. So we will need to move into closed session. So can I have a motion to move into closed session at 6:53?
We move into close at 6:53.
All in favor? That is carried.
Well, you have a good evening.
Okay.
I will make a motion to come out of closed session at 7:40.
Okay. All in favor? That's carried. We don't have any motions to make coming from out of camera, so nothing else to discuss, so I will adjourn the meeting at 7:40.